Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio show, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're here to talk about it. And this show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. I appreciate your listenership all over the U.S. and throughout our world. We want to thank our international listeners for tuning in here to Silicon Valley as well. If you want to dial into today's show, you can dial in at 1-516-531-9868. That is 1-516-531-9868, and you can talk to me. I want to wrap up Black History Month. This is my last show for Blog Talk Radio for this month. We'll be in March next week, and I wanted to get some final thoughts out, get some final words out about Black history. Particularly, Black Lives Matter, or the mattering. I heard it once put, the mattering of Black lives is really what we're targeting, what we're talking about. The three words that have created such a controversy in our country, and should it be? Shouldn't be a controversy. It is a point of conversation. It is a point of pausing and really taking a look at what a nation of people are saying. And not just Black people are saying Black Lives Matter. We have allies of all races, backgrounds that also will echo the words Black lives really do matter. It matters. Interesting enough, though, it shouldn't be words we have to say. You shouldn't have to. And so I'll give you a simple example of respecting one's person. My son used to get bullied in school. And one of the things that we taught him is to not look for a fight, to always respect the other person. But what happens when someone's looking for you to bully you or to invade your person, to invade your boundaries? That becomes a problem. When we talk about kids in school bullying, it's never okay. And as adults, it's still not okay. And when Black lives are, the life is being infringed upon, what's happening? What are we trying to convey to the offender? That there's people that love that Black life. George Floyd had a daughter. As a daughter, that she's not going to get to grow up seeing. He's not going to walk her down the aisle. His life mattered to his family. His life mattered to his friends. His life now matters to a nation and even in the world. And so I want to just put some context and thought around Black Lives Matter, the mattering of lives. And that's really what I want to say is the mattering of lives. And Black Lives Matter is not suggesting that other lives do not matter, other cultures and lives don't matter. Be it white, Asian, Hispanic, Indian. That's not what is being stated. And if you listen to a show that I did earlier this week, and I actually did a rebroadcast of it yesterday, and it was a interview between Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Judge J. Wittes Warren on a show back in the 1950s called The Open Mind in the 1950s called The Open Mind. And this interview took place a year or so and some change after the Alabama boycott and the Alabama bus boycott. And I was intrigued by what the judge was saying, because this is a white judge in the mid-50s and had some very specific views on understanding the mattering of Black lives. And the show host, Richard Hefner, as he did his opening monologue, he used a word repeatedly, and you could find this on PBS or this particular interview on YouTube. And the program was called The Open Mind. The topic was the new Negro. And I think today we're looking at the new Negro, the new African-American, or is it new? Or are we saying the same things that were stated in the 50s, 64 years earlier? And we're still having the same conversations. We're still concerned about our rights. And this judge says, everyone has rights. No one gives you rights. We're not legislating rights. We shouldn't be legislating rights, really. And what he was saying is that everyone has rights, human rights. And he says, human rights are not given to you. They're your rights. He said, they're your rights. What is he saying? That you have the right to walk down the street and not be harassed, not be attacked because of the color of your skin. You have the right to apply for jobs and positions or start businesses or start companies without facing inequities and inequalities. You have the right to compete fairly in a country. And he talked about the structure of this country, the United States of America. Liberty and justice for all, right? Justice for all. That our rights are our rights. And they didn't use the words Black Lives Matter. The in-your-face statement, Black Lives Matter, is saying we're tired. Stop taking our lives. I'm not talking about jobs and starting businesses and education. We want equities there. But stop robbing us of our lives, of our children's lives to exist, to fulfill the destiny on their lives. Think about it. Think about it. For those of you that are listening and not and are non-black, close your eyes for a moment and just think about how you grew up. And particularly our white counterparts that may be listening to this. Close your eyes and just think about how you grew up. Did you face inequities for your children growing up? Or did you face inequities going to school? Did you ever think that you would get stopped by the police just because of the color of your skin? Were you ever concerned about your children not making it home, your sons not making it home, your daughter sleeping in her bed and being shot and killed, home, by police? Think about what you don't have to experience and you didn't have to experience. Would you want your children to experience inequities?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Would you want your children to experience a life that causes them to have to fight for every inch that they get? And everyone's trying to live their, you know, we want to live our best life. We want to be optimal in what we're doing. Black people, the Black nation in the United States of America is saying, all I'm trying to do is exist fairly in this country. All I'm trying to do is get the same education that is afforded to, without opposition, the freedom, the rights that even Judge J. Warren stated in the 50s that they're your rights to enjoy the benefits of being an American citizen. Denouncing slavery. Slavery was never okay. Slavery was never, ever okay. Black lives matter. The mattering of life. The mattering of life doesn't suggest it's taking anything away from anyone else. The world is a big world. There's so much to be gained and learned and to advance in innovation that one nation, it is impossible to contribute. We need the nations of the world. We need every nation involved with the growth and change and impact of our world, for its progression, for its success. Black lives matter. The mattering of life, the mattering of having the opportunity to get that education, having the opportunity to choose whether or not you want to have a extraordinary, fantastic life or not. But you get to choose. Rashard Brooks lost his choice because his life was stolen, was taken, was robbed of him. Daniel Prude, choice gone. A son a brother, a cousin. George Floyd, his choice was stolen from him. Breonna Taylor, looking towards her future in the medical industry. Black lives matter. We matter. My life matters. Like it or not, my life matters. My son's life matters. Who's a creative graduate at the top of his class, graduated with honors. His life matters. My husband's life matters. Working in the IT industry. His life matters. As an executive, by the way. What am I saying? Is that just as Judge J. Wades Warren, as he sat down with Dr. Martin Luther King, as he sat down with Richard Hefner, who used the same word over and over again in his opening monologue. The Negro, this is in 1957, the Negro had to act U.S. And as he continued through his monologue, to acquiesce, to make white America comfortable with engaging them. Slaves acquiesced to appear as though they enjoyed being slaves. They didn't enjoy being slaves, acquiescing. And are we acquiescing today? In our nation, black people, are we acquiescing? Are you acquiescing? And so Dr. Martin Luther King talked about the new Negro. What was about the new Negro that was different? No different than what we're saying today. We're aware of our value. We're aware that we're living and breathing human beings created by a God who saw fit to make us different nations, statures, small, large, brown, black, Caucasian, Asian, all of these different nations, Hawaiian, Samoan, peoples of the earth, that God saw fit to put on the earth, to create. If you are a religious person, created in his image. Is there a right for another nation to determine that a life does not matter, and all they're trying to do is be proud Americans in their country? And I'm talking about those that are working hard, working to try to be part of a nation that we're just as patriotic. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. I love my country. I am proud to be an American. Our history, the reality of slavery is part of our story. But moving forward, education, politics, media, arts and entertainment, family and government for the black life to matter and grow strong. We're resilient and we belong at the table. And if the table doesn't want us there, then we'll build our own table and sit at that table and build businesses and impact and make, as Steve Jobs said, I want to make a ding on the universe. Breonna Taylor wanted to make a ding on the universe. Altiana Jefferson, 28 years old. When we say Black Lives Matter, we're saying there is an unusual amount of attacks and inequities and inequalities against the Black nation in this country. It is a more than an observation, it is a fact. The race card. I tell people I don't have a race card. I don't have a race card. But let's talk about the race card. And who came up with the word a race card? Is that if we acquiesce and in this time says if you didn't acquiesce 1957, this interview. If the Negro didn't acquiesce, they were deemed a troublemaker. In essence, to say that whatever interaction that they had with their white counterparts, you should take it, you should like it, and you should not complain about it. And what Martin Luther King was talking about, and the judge was talking about, is that there is a reality, there is a dawning of a new day that Black Lives Matter, and there is a self-awareness, a reality that it is okay as a person, as a Black person, to have a sense and live with a sense of dignity and purpose and a willingness to stand up courageously, self-assertive, and stating, my life matters. My rights matter. And they are being attacked daily, every day, somewhere in the United States of America in 2021. I wonder what Dr. Martin Luther King would say. I wonder what Judge Waiters Waiters Warren would say. I wonder if those who have come before us fighting the same, the John Browns of the world would say. We're not all going to agree, but Black Lives Matter. And the Black nation and people don't need permission from anyone to state that their life matters. But it is unfortunate that we have to state it. It is unfortunate that we have to create signs and billboards to say Black Lives Matter because of the atrocities, the inequities and inequalities, and the consistency of lives taken. Black Wall Street, torn down, burnt down, attacked. by our white counterparts. We have to have these tough conversations to create change because, as I said earlier, we have allies. There are allies that are white, like Judge Warren. We have allies. I like what the SBDC is doing in Northern California here, Inclusivity Project, to help build back black businesses. And there shouldn't be a grievance of, why are you paying attention to black people? Why are you taking something away from me? No, nothing's being taken away. The playing field is being leveled. So all men that are created equal, who are created equal, have the right to live their God-given life to its optimal potential and level without hindrance, without being attacked. So we can together create a better world for the next generation, for our children. And quite frankly, I'm not sure what's wrong with that. Some are going to go to college and get a great education. Some aren't. Some people aren't. Of all races, nations, some will. Some are going to start businesses. Some are going to be in the tech industry. Some are going to be in the government. Some are going to be in entertainment. Some are going to be in economics. Of all nations. Why would we prevent the advancement and the collaboration and cooperation between nations and groups and opportunities, women and men, to advance our communities, our neighborhoods, our world, our colleges, our businesses? We are better and stronger as a nation. Black lives matter. The mattering of the potential of that life. The mattering of that life being a change agent in our world. We have to care. Our police officers have to care. It has to matter. And we have to hold accountable for actions that go against even what this nation stands for. Because as the Judge Wade's Warren says, is that your rights are your rights in this country. Be good to someone. Black lives do matter.